broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Man, hard-hitting news tonight, which refused to use no doubt straight ahead today for crying out loud. Wow. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for Election Day, November the 8th, better than Super Tuesday in the year of our Lord 2016. This, my fellow Americans, is our one of two and our goal, incredibly solid as a rock. That is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balance is absolutely brilliant, one of the great solutions from our founding fathers as well, like nullification and, you know, checks and balances at the federal level and between all three branches of government, checks and balances between the states and the feds. It just goes on and on and on with the beautiful plan our founders set up. That's why they created the greatest country on the face of the earth, and that's why we never want to revolt, but we do want to restore what we've lost. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Have we got a barn burner broadcast for you today, to say the least? It just gets better every day with hard-hitting talk radio like this kind of stuff. Now, let me start out with a recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. He'll be riding shotgun for part of the broadcast tonight. Our special election coverage, Political Roundtable 2016, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight, a four-hour live radio broadcast carried by some of our favorite radio stations, live and on demand on the internet, and by the way, simulcasted by Scott Bradley's To Preserve the Nation webinars. Check it out today, libertyroundtable.com. Anyway, Sam Bushman, quote, and I want to stick with this quote because I think it's really important. If we allow the mainstream media to control what we see and hear, they will control what we think and understand. I don't know how to get away with that or get away from that quote, but it's critical. We also talked about lessons learned with Lowell Nelson from two movies that he watched. One's called Race, the other one's called Spirit of the Game. We learned common ground, understanding, friendship, peace, forgiveness, and more. We also talked about President General George Washington. In his farewell address said, quote, "We should be friends with anyone who wants to be friends with us and trade with anyone who wants to trade with us." Boy, do I agree with that adage. Hillary Clinton wanting to go to war, Donald wanting to trade and be friends. We also talked about War Profits, PR firm, literally $500 million to spin the Iraq war. We also talked about the 15-year war in Afghanistan, one of the longest wars. I think the longest war in American history. Are you tired of voting for the lesser of two evils? Learn to use a preference ballot. That's what we ought to move to. Lowell Nelson explained it on yesterday's broadcast. We also talked about why American voters cannot believe the polls. Fraud going on everywhere. That was hour one. Hour two, we had our guest on, Mr. Scott Bradley, Constitution Party vice presidential candidate. And he'll be on the award-winning incredible broadcast special live coverage tonight as well as a co-host. Yeah, it'll be video, it'll be radio all together. Sam and Scott anchor the whole show, and an incredible bunch of newsmakers and more joining us throughout the evening as the night unfolds. We talked about all kinds of drudge highlights. Election endgame, fight, final charge through battleground states, flash, half of Florida votes already in, high drama in Sunshine State, Trump pops to biggest lead, but Rasmussen, what? Yeah, says that Donald's up. It just goes on and on. Traffic just backed up to try to get into Donald Trump's rallies. WikiLeaks servers under attack. Twitter goes down. I mean, it's just everywhere, headlines. All right. I guess they're breaking pinatas and hoping Trump loses. It's crazy. We also talked about Jill Stein. Quote, Hillary presidency would be a mushroom cloud waiting to happen. Wow. We also talked about all the presidential pollsters. Their political contributions are 96% to Hillary, 4% to the Donald. Do you think they can give you a fair shake? Wow. We also talked about WikiLeaks now shows the DNC controls the narrative of election coverage with assist from media. Wow, WikiLeaks also says CNN asked Democrats for questions so they could quiz Trump and Cruz. Just criminal activity everywhere. Janet Reno, dead at 78. Everybody's now praising her. Remember the buck stops with her? She murdered Branch Davidians. All right, FBI Director James Comey wimps out on Hillary investigation. Now he clears Hillary for the second time. Anybody who studied it says, you know what, it's a sham. What's going on around here? WikiLeaks also reporting Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton had a deal before the election. They snookered you. Wow, you say the election isn't rigged, huh? Good luck with that. Jay-Z campaigning for Hillary. Incredible star-studded concert. But Jay-Z repeatedly drops the N-word and the F-bomb during his concert, shilling for Hillary. Wow, Donald Trump mocks and says, I didn't have to bring J-Lo or Jay-Z. Wow, mocking Clinton for campaigning with celebrities. That's the only way Clinton can bring out the crowds, don't you know? Clinton Foundation admits receiving $1 million from Qatar. That's the country, right? The terrorism-sponsoring country? Yeah. There you have it. That's a recap of the hard-hitting broadcast that took place as everything seems to be shifting under our very feet for election night coverage coming up soon. So, Kurt, you and I start out the day, my friend, with a couple hours of incredible broadcasting. Then we broadcast a special live coverage of the unfolding of the night's events tonight. Then tomorrow morning, after they get, you know, everything set, we'll pick up the pieces. We got a lot of radio ahead of us. 2 hours now, 4 hours later this evening, 2 hours tomorrow morning, 8 hours of broadcasting within a 24-hour period, Kurt. Welcome to the broadcast, my friend.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. I got a couple of headlines that I want to bounce off you as we rock through a bunch of topics this morning. First one, this is treason. Clinton email server reportedly exposed to hackers of five different spy agencies, Kurt. Evidence has come to light that Hillary Clinton illegally sent a classified document to her daughter, Chelsea. If that's not bad enough, then she tried to destroy the evidence. Now, the State Department was forced to release over 1,000 pages of emails that Hillary Clinton tried to delete, but the FBI recovered. What do you think of all this, Kurt? This doesn't matter.
Well, no, it's pretty amazing. You know, you see it right and left. I mean, it's not hard to uncover. I remember in the early days when we'd hear of things like this, we'd think, wow, we're the only ones that know, because, you know, we'd have to look it up in some special place or whatever. But yet now it seems to be, well, available anywhere, anytime almost.
Yeah, now it gets even stranger when you study it, Kurt, because the next headline, while she was Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton routinely asked her maid to print out sensitive government emails and documents, including emails and documents stamped classified. That's the New York Post, Kurt. So she literally had her maid print out classified information. But you want to know the best part of all this, Kurt? If elected, yeah. Hillary could pardon herself, sir.
Well, that's the great thing about America, you know. I mean, you can... Wow.
Wow. Anyway, I thought I'd bring all that to your attention. Think about that. Hillary literally had her maid print out classified information. She literally passed classified information to her daughter who had no security clearances. She literally created a server with all this classified information on it. She lied, said she didn't know. They destroyed devices with hammers. She got caught lying and perjuring herself. But none of this matters. Cleared of all charges, my friend. And best of all, she can pardon herself if the Republicans decide they want to go after her, huh?
Pardon.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I don't really know how to respond to this. So Hillary can pardon herself, they say. Kurt, what do you think of that? This has never been done before. And Americans are shocked because they've never had such a criminal element. Literally. Above the law to the point where there is no prosecution, there is no accountability. And the problem is it's not just Hillary above the law like we thought, but now we're proving that the Justice Department, the FBI, the State Department, and all kinds of government leaders, they're all in bed together. And I had one time said on the radio last week that I thought maybe Comey might be looking for a surgical removal of Hillary and criminal activity to save the rest of the government, but now we find out it's so corrupt. maybe the problem is they can't get rid of Hillary or they all go down too. So it's like, just kidding. What do you think?
Well, what I expect is that Mr. Obama will make his mark, if you will, before vacating the office. And I'm talking about...
Partner?
You know, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but here's what they do, Kurt. Every time they try to push the envelope, so they could have him partner, but it might be kind of cooler to say every time they move ahead, they can prove they're even more above the law. I mean, it used to be they were above the law, but kind of in secret. Now it's like we're above the law right in your face, and so it might just be kind of cooler to show the power, the raw evil power of presidential, you know, elect individuals using that power for greater and greater criminal acts. And so they may just try to put it in the face of the American people and say, we don't need Barack to pardon me. I'll just pardon myself. They love to create turmoil and controversy and confusion. They love to push the envelope of what can be done. For example, you know, Barack Obama. You know, we don't even know if he's a citizen or not. Now, I know they'll say you're a whacked-out birther and whatever, okay? I'm just telling you, we don't really know. But they love to do that. So then the Republicans want to run all kinds of people. They don't know if they're citizens either. Because they love to push that. They love to just say, you know what, no rules apply to us. They only apply to you guys. So I don't know what they'll do. But I find whatever they can do to push the envelope, that's what they want to do. I mean, it's beyond imagination.
Yeah.
All right. I've got more headlines that are shocking, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the Clinton campaign. You know how Media Matters has been attacking us relentlessly? So has Right Wing Watch and George Soros and all these other, you know, people.
Like when you're catching flack, you're right on target?
Exactly like that, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, it turns out that the Clinton campaign is planned to work with Media Matters, WikiLeaks reveals. So now it turns out the Clinton campaign literally working with Media Matters, who's literally working with George Soros and Right Wing Watch, who's literally attacking Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby and James Edwards. Did you know the Clinton website named James Edwards as one of the biggest racists in the country? A deplorable? So on Clinton's website, it literally names James Edwards. Then Media Matters, all these people attack me. We find out, hey, they're in bed with the Clinton administration. I mean the Clinton candidacy. See, it's kind of all one and the same. Because you kind of wonder if Barack and several of these people, Bush, did some of these people kind of work under Bill and Hillary in a way? It's kind of like shadow government, Kurt?
Yeah. That's what we see, isn't it?
Because how would she be so tapped into government 20-plus years later if she was just kind of, oh, the lowly Secretary of State under Barack? I mean, literally, she could take Barack down with her. Barack engaged in activity relating to the violation of classification of emails or classified emails as well. So maybe Hillary will need to pardon herself and then pardon Barack too, Kurt. Now, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel used a private email server, Kurt, to communicate with Hillary Clinton's campaign's John Podesta as well. Did you see that?
You know, there's so many of them. It's a little difficult to keep track of all.
Oh, of course
it
is.
The Podesta thing has been certainly in the news, you know, with all his pals and his.
But did you know Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel's even involved in it, Kurt?
You know, I didn't see it, but I'm certainly not surprised.
It's crazy. So, I mean, even the Chicago mayor could go down. Now, there's a video released
by... You think that's going to happen?
Oh, no,
I mean,
Kurt.
Like
no one's going down.
Chicago.
In fact, what'll happen is they'll probably elect Donald, and then they'll probably just impeach and indict Donald. If he tries to go after anybody.
Great point.
Crazy. Now, there's a video released. What's that guy's name releasing all the videos? Mr. James O'Keefe, Kurt?
Yeah, I think so.
And they say blacks are seriously effed in the head, says top donor in a leaked racist video.
Yeah.
Well, they told you that the blacks just loved Hillary, right, Kurt? They hated the Donald because Donald's a racist and they love Hillary. But now you got top campaign donors literally saying blacks are F-word in the head. Coming out racist as all get out. These are top donors, right? Now, the next headline says this from the mainstream press, mind you. Clinton surrogates now openly begging for black votes as voter turnout sinks like a rock for Hillary. Mm-hmm. How does that all work? You know, Donald's a racist. Yeah, they say that all election season long. Then it turns out there's a video coming out where they're totally racist against blacks, the top-end donors for Hillary. Hillary apologizes, not at all. Hillary has Jay-Z perform for her. He drops F-bombs and N-bombs everywhere. And now we find out that, hey, they're all racist. And, well, they're literally having Trump or Clinton surrogates openly begging for blacks to please come out and vote because they're just absolutely abandoning Hillary. It's like the Titanic and they're running for their lives. And by the way, the woman that raped or that Donald supposedly raped, you know, that was like a 13-year-old girl that he raped. She abruptly drops her lawsuit with no explanation, Kurt.
Well, it's the election's over.
Yeah.
Sam, you know what I mean?
And not only that, if she keeps it up and Donald sues, they might drag out the truth. Can't be having that.
Good point.
What's going on around there? All right. Rolling Stone magazine got caught in their lie, too, about this supposed gang rape scenario they painted. They lied, Kurt. They lost $7 million in a defamation lawsuit over false gang rape report.
Yeah, doggone it. Tough times there at Rolling Stone.
Wow. Caught on video, Barack Obama.
I mean, it was a good story, Sam. I mean,
it was a phenomenal story. It just wasn't true.
Yeah, I mean, they had all the right parts to it. I mean, it was fitting politically correct. Yeah, well, I mean, that old truth got in the way, you know.
Yeah, why sweat the small stuff, you know? The cause is bigger than the ends justifies the means, huh?
Wow.
Just whacked out stuff. Now caught on video, Barack Hussein Obama encourages illegals to vote, literally promises them no accountability. We played that soundbite. We'll play it again before the show is over. We'll also play it during tonight's incredible 4-hour, 6 to 10 Mountain Time, 8 to midnight Eastern live broadcast right here on Liberty News Radio. We'll break it all down. Live coverage. We'll do it all. I guess there's U.S. intel now. They say Al-Qaeda. U.S. intel says Al-Qaeda might be planning to plot for a terror attack in the U.S. the day before the election. Now, you say, Sam, why did you report it today then if it was supposed to happen yesterday? Just to show. They're kind of, you know, they wanted you to believe it was a big old meltdown and the terrorists are coming. But it didn't happen, Kurt. Now, we pray that it doesn't happen today.
Yep. We pray for good things to happen and bad to not happen.
And that's kind of crazy, isn't it, Kurt?
It's kind of a weird way we do that.
Ron Paul has some interesting advice in an open letter to voters today, Kurt. Got that coming up in seconds. Hard-hitting talk radio always on tap with Sam and Kurt. Take to the airwaves. Man, we got a barn burner broadcast just for you. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hard-hitting talk radio in seconds on your favorite news the networks refuse to use. Live election coverage radio station.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
World media have consistently given Venezuela's leaders the benefit of democratic titles like president, despite the obvious authoritarian methods through which Hugo Chavez ruled the country into economic decline. His successor, Nicolas Maduro, also wields the levers of power in a tight grip, and now even the mainstream Washington Post has been forced to admit that Venezuela is firmly in the hands of a dictatorship. Venezuelan political activist Francisco Toro writes, "All this year, as they trudged through an unprecedented economic implosion, Venezuelans have been gearing up for what was meant to be the defining political event of the year, a referendum on whether to recall our increasingly loathed authoritarian president. The tense buildup suddenly ended Thursday as five separate and supposedly independent, but come on now, lower courts approved injunctions to suspend the recall, closing down Venezuela's last best hope for a peaceful solution to its long-running political crisis. For Venezuela's pro-democracy activists, fighting a regime that has instituted dictatorship by tiny increments has been an exhausting ordeal, Toro continues, which is why today, mixed with the genuine anger at the subversion of our constitutional right to recall, you can detect just a hint of gratitude for the clarity this brings. We're rid of the adjectives. We are finally through with the academic circumlocutions. There's no need to hyphenate it anymore. Venezuela is just a dictatorship. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Tune in to Liberty News Radio's Political Roundtable 2016, special broadcast of election night coverage on Tuesday, November 8th. Features seasoned talk stars, newsmakers, and political commentators together in a live radio and video simulcast, providing news the networks refuse to use. Tune in to our live presentation on election night, Tuesday, November 8th, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on LNR's affiliate stations, Internet Stream, Roku Channel, or the Unlimited Listen Line. Visit LibertyNewsRadio.com. Jesse Lee Peterson, Vice Presidential Candidate Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Larry Pratt, Keith Allen, Richard Mack, and surprise guests will report the significant events of this historic election. Liberty News Radio provides the opportunity for constitutional conservatives to gather and share in the excitement when the next president of the United States is announced. Tuesday night, November 8th, election night coverage. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I want to go to Ron Paul's election message because I think it's quite good. Dear Sam, says Ron Paul, who should I vote for? This is a question that I'm always asked, and my answer is always the same. I cannot tell you who to vote for. All I can do is give you my opinion of the candidates. And I can remind you that who you vote for is not as important as what you vote for. Your vote should always be based on the candidates. And then he talks about the things that we need to kind of have. We need to talk about the candidates' record relating to cutting spending, cutting taxes, and shutting down all unconstitutional bureaucracies. Ending warrantless wiretapping, bulk data collections, and TSA harassment. Protecting our rights to free speech, to keep and bear arms, and to drink raw milk. Opposing crony capitalist schemes, such as the national internet sales tax mandate, opposing reckless foreign policy that wastes Americans' lives and treasure, and of course, changing our nation's destructive monetary policy, starting with passing audit the Fed. More importantly, do you understand that voting for candidates who pledge to fight limited government, that's not enough? The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, you and I cannot march to the polls every, quote, 2, 4, or 6 years and even vote for the right candidates and then go home and hope the stars align as you patiently wait for the candidates to restore our liberties. As I saw in my years in D.C., even those who come to Congress with good intentions can easily be led astray by the lobbyists, big donors, and party leaders, campaign contributions, funding for projects in their districts, and special plum political assignments can convince pro-liberty politicians to abandon their principles. Only if pro-liberty-loving Americans are organized and mobilized to keep the heat on will good people in Congress develop the courage to say no to the statists and special interests? More importantly, if we put enough heat on them, even statist representatives and senators will start voting for liberty for fear of being kicked out of office at election time. And that is why Campaign for Liberty's work is so important. Campaign for Liberty fights to keep the pressure on elected officials at the federal, state, and local level to let them know that their pro-liberty constituents at home are paying attention and expect them to vote for liberty at every turn. Also, the goal is to remind politicians that we are watching and we will remember which ones are standing for liberty and which ones are not. Sam, that's where our real work begins the day after the election. With the 2016 election today, well, the enemies of liberty are already mapping out their agenda to ensure that we can't stop them. But you know what? Good, honest people are even watching the lame duck session in the new Congress next year as well. Among the battles we are preparing to fight are new attempts to pass gun control legislation, taxes and regulations on the internet, even the use of Obamacare's failures. Their goal is to expand control over the economy. But we are not just going to stay on defense, ladies and gentlemen. The growing dissatisfaction with big government gives us a perfect opportunity to push for pro-liberty ideas and legislation. Anyway, it goes on. With your support, Campaign for Liberty will fight to roll back the surveillance state, stop future corporate bailouts, and repeal and replace Obamacare with free market health care solutions. And I believe you and I could finally pass out of the Fed and send it to the next president's desk. But Congress returns to their lame duck session just 1 week after the election. So we do not have a moment to lose. Don't celebrate and let them score on the other end. All right, and then he starts begging for money. But anyway, great letter. He's spot on, Kurt. You want to respond to that? Because I don't know that I could give better advice. But I do have a couple of tidbits I'd like to throw in. First, any thoughts on Ron Paul's letter, Kurt?
You know, it's nice to hear from him. I would say that, you know, and in my opinion, if you really look at one of the real modern day, I guess you could say founders, Ron Paul would be there in my book. You know, many of the things that we're seeing done today, I think, have a lot to do with his efforts.
And, there's no question.
You know, even though we wish we could have worked closer with him, you know, in the efforts, uniting different things, you know, we're grateful for his work and, you know, hats off to him.
Amen to that. Now, the couple of things that I would say is I get that Ron doesn't want to endorse anybody. I understand that. However, I'm a little disappointed. Because even though I understand he doesn't want to do that, I can say simply a couple of things, Kurt. And that is, first, if you're going to look at it as a binary discussion between Donald Trump and Hillary, if you say, hey, don't vote for a guy that can't win, don't vote for people that are third party and have no chance, it's a binary discussion, then look, you can simply say that, look, that Donald is for pro-life and less government. Hillary is for pro-death and more government. Isn't that contrast clear enough to know who to vote for, Kurt? But if you want to vote a principled vote, as I choose to do, then vote Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley. They are sterling, stellar candidates in every sense of the word. They're incredibly knowledgeable about constitutional principles, more so than anybody else. I'll give you an example. They love to run around and tell you this McMillan guy has a bachelor's degree from Brigham Young University. Well, Scott Bradley has a master's degree from Brigham Young University, okay? And it's, by the way, Dr. Scott Bradley. And it's attorney, constitutional attorney, Darrell Castle. So you know what? The Castle-Bradley ticket is the moral choice for sure, is the clear choice for principled leadership. So, you know, the debate rages on. Is it best to go Republican or third party? Which is the best way to fix America? Is it best to vote for a third-party candidate that won't win and vote your conscience? Or is it best to accept the binary and vote for Trump? That's something that you've got to decide. But I'm telling you right now, if you're voting for Daryl Castle slash Scott Bradley or Donald Trump slash Mike Pence, in my mind, you're doing a great job. And I can see why you would choose either choice. But if you're voting for one of these other third parties, like a Jill Stein or a Gary Johnson or a whatever, McMullen, I don't know his name. You know, he goes by Evan, but his name's David and whatever. CIA operative, John Burt, or wow, CIA operative and a Council on Foreign Relations guy. I just don't see how you could vote for any of those people. Number one, they don't have a chance to win. And number two, they're literally criminals in a suit. It's crazy. So that's my kind of addition to Ron Paul's comments, Curtis. I think you can draw some striking contrasts, which should not be ignored. By the way, Kurt, here's what's interesting, and it scares me. You remember how I told you that I believed at the beginning of the campaign that Donald Trump just might be, you know, there as a spoiler, might be there to kind of help Bill Clinton and help Hillary Clinton and stuff like that? Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, now it turns out that what Bill Clinton says in private, Donald says in public.
Okay.
So in private, Bill Clinton wants to make America great again as well.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton wants the next president to make America great again, according to leaked comments that he made in a private fundraiser in Maryland, talking about economic issues. They say usually it takes about 10 years after a financial crash to get the jobs back. Anyway, then he talks about how the white people have no future. They haven't had a pay raise in forever. Basically, in his speeches, he's saying all the things that Donald's saying in public, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's by accident?
Well, it's a good message.
It is a good message. It's a great message. Yeah. You want to know why? Because it's right. Because it's true.
Yeah, good point.
And even if Bill says it, we got to say it's true. I don't care if Bill said it or not. Bill's right for once in a while.
Yeah.
Good for Bill.
Even a stop clock is exactly right.
Good for
right
Donald. See, we don't pick favorites, folks. It's all based on principles for us. All right. Anyway, there's a lady who has a final argument for Donald Trump, and her name is Ann Coulter. Hmm. You want to hear what it is? Hang tight.
Sure.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
my sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure, and she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, I do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke, because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Sam and Kurt breaking it down like no other. Ann Coulter's in the news, and man, she's got some final advice for the Donald going into Election Day, Kurt. And it's detailed as all get out. What, 13 points?
That's right.
And some of this crosses, it's hard to know how to report all this, but you got to report it because Ann Coulter's making some serious points that you can't explain unless you get the details. So, you know what? Cover up your kids' ears, kind of, I guess, right? I don't know what you do in this scenario, but you got to give them the details, Kurt.
We'll do the best we can to, you know, make it family friendly, if you will.
Yeah, that's hard.
What were the, you know, at
Whenever
least.
You cover the Clintons, it's hard to be family friendly, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, see, the thing that she's pointing out is the hypocrisy
of
the media. And she does that very well.
Boy, howdy.
You know, and, you know, she puts the, I don't know, the pot calling the kettle black kind of idea.
Boy, yeah, that's right.
You know, and, you know, for example, she'll take on that whole issue that with the Trump deal about the locker room talk stuff, and she basically says, look, you know, here's the comparison. You know, she compares Bill and Hillary and puts Trump's stuff that he should have never done. She puts that in perspective, I think. And she's a lady, so, well, I don't know if I use that word properly, but anyway, she is somebody that, you know, at least a female that can say those things, don't you think, Sam?
Compared to the rest of us, absolutely. Yeah. So she basically says, hey,
yeah,
Donald Trump talked about grabbing women by their private parts. He shouldn't have done it. But in comparison, you got, you know, Hillary Clinton having women, or I don't know if you call them women, but, you know, campaigning for her. Well, Madonna has publicly offered to give blowjobs for people that vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, literal oral sex, right?
That's right.
And you've got, Beyonce and Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus literally goes on video in her concerts and she gets on the other edge of the stage and she encourages men and women both to reach out and caress and touch her private parts literally on stage.
Yep.
So how does this all work? Okay. You know, so she says, here's a video of Miley Cyrus, the delicate flower in action. And I'm just telling you right now, it's pornographic. It's crazy.
That's right.
All right. And then they say, you know, when Vernon Jordan asked, you know, what did you talk about with Bill Clinton? You know, and the answer is women's bodies. And then they talk about, hey, Teddy Kennedy literally what, wrecked a car, literally manslaughtered a chick.
Yep.
Then they say Donald's a sexual predator because he talks about women. But you know what? Bill Clinton, a well-established rapist, groper, and pants dropper.
Yeah.
Anyway, it just goes on and on of the points she makes. The next point is charity, Kurt.
Well, yeah, she says Trump doesn't give enough to charity, you know, is what the media says. Then the media only count charitable giving if it can be taken as a tax deduction with the IRS. She says when Trump spent time and money saving a Georgia family farm from foreclosure back in the 80s. For example, he didn't get any tax write-off. Then she goes, Hillary, by contrast, was a big philanthropist because at about the same time she was taking a deduction for donations of Bill's used underwear. She calls it the modern equivalent of smallpox-laden blankets.
And the idea here is every argument the media can make about Trump, Hillary is much, much worse is the point.
Then she says, today the munificent Clinton Foundation spends less than 10% of its revenues on actual charity, using about 90% for salaries, offices, and travel.
Including funding Chelsea's wedding.
Oh, yeah. Then number four, she says several of Trump's businesses went bankrupt. This is what the media, you know, brings up.
Yeah, so she
says,
brings up a media point, then she responds.
Yeah, and then she says Trump has created or helped create hundreds of businesses. Fewer than 10 went bankrupt. Hillary had one business, Whitewater Development Corp., and it went bankrupt after ripping off scores of ordinary Americans. Also, a dozen prominent Arkansans, went to prison in connection with sleazy financial transactions involving Whitewater. Well, we wouldn't want to bring that up. Number five, she says Trump University was a scam. You've heard that time and time again by the standard media. She says approximately 10,000 graduates of Trump University were thrilled with the program and said so in writing. But a law firm that paid Hillary and Bill $675,000 for three speeches managed to find a handful of disgruntled students to be the named plaintiffs in a class action lawsuit against it. Trump University was a minuscule portion, Ann Coulter says, of Trump's portfolio. Whitewater was a huge part of Bill and Hillary's get-rich-quick scheme.
Not to mention all the scandals relating to the solar companies that have melted down and declared bankruptcy, plus health care melting down and declaring bankruptcy, on really Bill and Hillary slash Barack Michelle's watch, right?
Well, exactly right. You know, and she talks about just
nuclear
the double standards so many times. You know, and then here's the nuclear code thing. Number six, we can't allow Trump access to nuclear codes. Then she says Hillary's the one who's champing at the bit. I would say chomping. But anyway, to go to war with Russia, which I am reliably informed, Ann Coulter says, is a nuclear power. At least Hillary's adept at dealing with, it's funny, with sensitive digital information. Huma, quick, are the nuclear launch codes on my BlackBerry, my desktop thingy, or my Facebook page?
Hillary, you don't have the codes because you destroyed it with a hammer.
Yeah. Or maybe the maid was taking care of that. You know, and then she goes, compared to Hillary, we'd be safer if the nuclear codes were held by Miley Cyrus. Unless she kept them, well, anyway.
In her private parts. Number, people don't know. So it kept them in her private parts.
Yeah, number seven.
If you say anyway, Trump's, people don't know what you're talking about, though. The point that she's getting at is, hey, the only thing not untouchable these days are the women's private body parts by their own choice.
Well, of these particular women, you know, the
Madonnas, yeah, the women that are supporting Hillary.
The ones, yeah, you know, the Hillary fan club.
Yeah, so Trump's, we want to avoid the graphic seven stuff, but we do need to make the points that she's getting at, which is, hey, the codes are supposed to be untouchable, and so should a woman's body.
Good point.
Unless it's, you know, the right person, like a husband or a wife, you know, at the right time in the right place, you know, in
That's
other words,
right.
sanctioned by God. And so I don't want to make it salacious, but I do want to draw the contrast as she intends it. She's a little bit graphic in her descriptions, which I want to avoid, but she's spot on her points, Kurt, and there's serious symbolism and parallels here that do matter.
Yep. Number seven, Trump's temperament will get us into World War III. This is what they say. Then she responds and says, well, Hillary's temperament drove her to push for intervention in the Libyan civil war against Muammar Gaddafi for the sole purpose of giving her a foreign policy success that could be all of her own. Obama was skeptical. Libya was Hillary's baby. She anyway, goes on and on talking about those different things there. In other words, that Hillary's got a problem with her temperament. Number eight, Trump failed to denounce David Duke with the ferocity deemed sufficient by our media. You know, you have to do it over and over and over and over, I guess. In the way she responds to that, she says no one even knows if Duke actually exists or is just a phantom produced by the media every 4 years to smear Republicans.
Now, let me stop you there on that point, because she knows David Duke exists, as she goes on, as a real person. Her point is, the way the mainstream press lies about who David Duke is, there's a fiction character out there they've created. And it isn't the real David Duke. Real David Duke was a representative of Louisiana, almost became Louisiana's governor. But what she's talking about is the David Duke they lie to you about doesn't even really exist, Kurt. The real David Duke is nothing like what the mainstream press pretends he is. And that was her point there.
Yeah, it's a great point as well. She says they bring it up every so often, and they do, you know. Anyway, the next one, she says, number nine, Trump is a racist because of his plan to remove Muslim jihadists, Mexican drug dealers, and rapists from our country. Now, she responds and says, apart from the fact that drug dealer, rapist, and jihadist are not races.
See, she's funny, and she's spot on, too.
She says, we didn't do anything to Muslims or Mexicans except send them billions of dollars in foreign aid. The only racism Americans care about is that toward black Americans. We did something to them. Hillary asked blacks to vote for her, then vows to bring in millions of Muslims and Mexicans to take their jobs. The ones Americans just won't do. That's racism, she says. Anyway, pretty good stuff from Ann Coulter. And, in response to what the media has done, and she's spot on.
And we're going to go into this more next hour, but I want to at least tease the headline for this Election Day live broadcast. Get out and vote, would you please? I'm voting for Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley. Many people are voting for Donald Trump. Either is a safe bet, ladies and gentlemen, depending on your circumstances. I get why people might make one choice or the other, but I'm telling you right now, these other third-party folks, McMullen, Stein, Johnson, and waste of time. They're socialists as well. Hillary Clinton, absolute disaster. But anyway, U.S. vote fraud. Edward Snowden shows how you can tamper with votes with a memory card. And exclusive Virginia governor pardon 60,000 voters.